Tuesday morning and the turtle is in house. Good morning, turtle.
What's happening?
Well, one thing that we've learned the hard way over the years is Massachusetts is probably best known for its politics by three words. Pay to play. You got to.
Oh, yeah. You got to pay the right people.
You've got a story about how the right person is trying to make it difficult on the wrong person.
Neshoba Wineries in Bolton.
We got to talk about wineries and some whining going on in the wrong direction. I'll explain shortly. But right now, we're going to get moving with Boston. 100 FM, The Pike, Worcester's Classic Hits. Cruising Bruce Palmer, that's Paul McCartney on a morning that's finally starting to look a little better after we started out with those overnight thunderstorms, some of which may have knocked you out of bed, but we're in much better shape as we get set for our regular Tuesday morning feature.
Are you a member of the Turtle Club?
Turtle?
It's Turtle Boy Tuesday every Tuesday morning, and the turtle is here now. Good morning, Turtle Boy.
What's happening?
Well, we have a problem with the grape. We've got a vino issue going on in the state of Massachusetts, mm-hmm. and it really bears paying attention to whether you like wine or not. That's not what the story is mm-hmm. here. It's all about who you pay and whether or not you get to play.
Right.
Set the stage for us with this winery. It's up in, it's in Bolton off of 117, right?
Right, yeah. It's called the Neshoba Valley Winery. And the guy bought it in, his name is Rich Pelletier. He bought it in 1995.
All right. All right. 20 years ago.
Yeah, he's an entrepreneur who had a dream of converting it into a restaurant and a winery, right?
Okay. So you could have your wine made right there and enjoy it at your
table. And drink it there, right?
All right, sure.
Yeah, so, I mean, and it was a very successful business. The guy's doing pretty well for himself. And he's invested millions of dollars into this business.
All right.
It's a nice thing because it's more of a West Coast thing, you know, the wine thing. We don't, it's a nice thing for, you know, people out in that direction to go towards,
sure.
you know. So anyway, he, for 16 straight years, he just kind of gets the rubber stamp from the license commission where the ABCC, the Alcoholic Beverage Control Commission or whatever,
yeah.
they just kind of give him two licenses, one for liquor, one for the restaurant.
All right. Fair enough.
And it's been going fine. Well, a new state treasurer was elected named Deb Goldberg.
All right.
Okay. And she, and the treasurer is also the head of the ABCC. So she all of a sudden decides, we're only giving you one license, which will destroy his business because you can't have a restaurant without booze and or booze without a restaurant.
Yeah, exactly. Sure.
And so why would they do this? That's what we wanted to know. Like, why are they going after this one particular guy that, you know, has
all
done
right.
nothing
so
wrong?
So you did a little research, and what did the turtle find?
Well, we found out that she's been getting, we went through campaign finance records. First of all, she's raised over $7 million. Okay, this is for the state treasurer. Like, why would they need,
it's
I don't
lot
see
of
any
money.
Air commercials on TV.
Yeah.
But anyway, we're looking at the list of who is contributing to her campaign, you know, up to the maximum of $1,000. And the biggest donors over and over again are wholesale liquor distributors and liquor stores.
All right. They're so it's a clear example you got to pay to play.
Right.
All right.
And so it also so happens that she is a Democrat. And the guy, Rich Pelletier, is a registered Republican.
Oh, my. Heaven forbid. All right. So we got a problem here. We have distributors that are doing, obviously, what they need to do. There's no tar and feathers on them. They're trying to maintain their businesses. Meantime, this guy ends up getting squeezed out because he's shaving the money out of the distributors by supplying the wine himself.
Yeah.
And now, because he's on the wrong side of the political aisle, he's got this woman's ire, correct?
Every glass of wine that he sells in there is one less that a liquor distributor will not be making.
Right.
Okay.
Because he's produced it himself at his winery.
Right. And so it's obviously in. Now, I'm not faulting, you know, the wholesale distributors.
No,
this is
doing
how
what they
the
need
game
to do.
Is played, right?
Sure,
this
absolutely.
Is how it works. This is how grown-up world works. But it's just so crappy that these people, that this is what the government does. They destroy businesses.
In other words, so much for fair competition.
Right. And it's also just, this is why we can't have nice things in this state. Because this is a nice thing. I think most people would agree. A winery,
yeah.
It's almost too nice for us. So, of course, we cannot have it because politicians aren't getting greased enough in their pockets. So the guy is suing the state of Massachusetts. And Maura Healey, the attorney general, is fighting it and trying to dismiss this. Now, keep in mind, Maura Healey, as the attorney general, it's really her job to protect the little guy from the big guy.
But
right?
It sounds like it's the other way around here.
Right, because he's not on the right side of the aisle. Now, keep in mind, this is also Attorney General Maura Healey is supposed to be investigating Mosaic, we were told.
Oh, we remember that.
Don't know. I don't know if she started opening those files yet, but there's plenty there to see on Turtle Boy. But the bottom line is they don't go after you if it's not politically expedient. Okay? And going after Mosaic is not going to, you know, Turtle Boy's not contributing to her campaign.
How unique do you suppose this political problem is to Massachusetts?
I assume it's pretty standard, and I assume we're going to keep trying to uncover it. And that's we encourage people, if you have stories like this, tell them to the Turtle, because we will write what other news outlets are too chicken to write.
Yes, they're not willing to write because they don't want to disturb the waters. But keep in mind, you can always find Turtle Boy online at turtleboysports.com. Or if you just want to get involved social media, you'll find the Turtle on Facebook, logically enough, of course. And keep in mind that
the views expressed by Turtle Boy do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its management, or other reptiles and amphibians. Yay!
Yes, keep it in mind. And what we're going to do now is check in line with our friend Adam Webster. Of course, Adam watches over Pike News and gets us up to date now, Adam. 100 FM, the Pike, Worcester's classic computers. Hits. Those are the Hollies with Long Cool Woman. And I'm cruising Bruce Palmer on what's turning out to be a very busy Turtle Boy Tuesday morning, because the phones have been ringing and they're not always necessarily about the latest story breaking in Turtle Boy sports. As a matter of fact, I got someone who's on the line right now, I think, to take us back a bit. Hello, yes, good morning, 100 FM, the Pike.
Yeah, is there any chance I could talk to Turtle Boy?
I don't know. I guess it would kind of depend on what you wanted to talk to Turtle Boy about, huh? What's in your mind?
Well, he did a story on my ex-wife, and I just want to tell him that he did an awesome job of a story of putting her in her place.
Oh, okay. You remember that, Turtle Boy?
Is that the story? Oh, the Wes Boylston story.
The Wes Boylston story, yeah.
Thank
okay,
you
yeah,
very so much, because I've never seen her so scared in my life.
She was scared because, well, look, why don't you, Turtle Boy, take us back. That was like late last year, correct? Can you just kind of overview the story of what
September,
happened?
September, yeah. So basically, Mom, this viral Facebook post starts going around that everyone's been sharing about a kid, 16-year-old at West Boylston High School, who was suspended for allegedly helping two special ed kids, one of which had peed his pants.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
And so he was in gym class with them. According to him, he took them to the locker room. All right. And he helped them, you know, change
get
out of
get cleaned
whatever,
up. And right? Yeah, all right.
First of all, he has no authority to do that because you're a kid. You don't do that. That's why we have teachers.
Understood.
But anyway, he ended up taking one to the nurse because, according to Mom, they the two kids started roughing around and poked each other in the eye, and they had to go to the nurse. Well, he gets suspended, right? And something doesn't add up here, and people are all fired up and sharing it, like, you know, pitchforks ready to go at the school, and blah, blah, blah. Because that's what happens with these viral posts.
Understood. But then when the turtle started to dig into the dirt a little deeper, what did the turtle find?
Yeah, so we found out the truth, as usual, okay? We talked to people that actually worked in the high school, and they told us a completely different story. And we went on the kid's Twitter page, which was open and available, and he was bragging about all the times he's been suspended.
All right, so this was nothing new, being suspended.
Yeah, suspension from school is pretty standard for him. And this was September 21st, this blog was dated, right? A teacher messaged us and said that he's been in school for two full days this whole school year because he's suspended.
Because
all
of all the suspensions. Okay. In the meantime, Mom is defending him and saying
Free blank campaign.
Okay. All right.
And, you know, getting everyone to share. It's been shared 10,000 times, which the kid was bragging about on Twitter.
All right.
And, you know, just trying to make it look bad. And, you know, we found out the truth about what really happened in that locker room from teachers in there, and why the kid this is what they said, that he brought him into the locker room. Okay. He had them fight. All right. And one of the kids got hurt during the fight.
And that's why they went up going to the nurse.
That's why they went to the nurse. Okay. And I guess he recorded it, they said. And so this is like a serious thing. Because it's hard for schools to suspend kids these days because the state's
watching. We know that because of everything that's put in place. So the mom is trying to look past all of this and trying to paint the picture in a way that it should not be painted. Is that, that's basically what it comes down to, am I right?
In a way,
I'm using that in court for my divorce.
Oh, right. There you go. Terrible.
Dude, thank you so much. My family loves you.
Oh, okay. So in other words, we've set legal precedent with the Turtle Boy's activity.
I can't wait for that to come up in court. You know, Your Honor, I'd like to present Exhibit A,
Turtle Boy
Sports. you know, here's this viral. And, I mean, it should work. I mean, it's kind of irresponsible that you're letting your kid do that, because you're not holding them responsible. It's your job as a parent to know when a 16-year-old kid is lying to your face and have them learn a lesson instead of enabling them.
Well, there's also a very large portion of the story which goes to the heart of social media and viral videos and viral postings, mm-hmm. and shows you there's a big difference between just jumping on a bandwagon when you know nothing about it. Yep. And digging into the real story, finding out the facts, and realizing that it's nothing the likes of which it's being presented
That's
as.
That's right. I mean, it always ends up being that way. That if something seems like so ridiculous that it can't be true, it probably isn't.
It probably isn't. And that's really a lot of what has brought the Turtle Boy to social media and to the Worcester scene in general, because it's a way...
Unless politicians are doing it.
...of getting to the truth. And so when you need a little help, never be afraid to jump on the turtle online and... ride the turtle and try to solve a problem you may be dealing with. It's 8:44 Turtle Boy Tuesday morning on the Pike.
Have you ever bought something up?
100 FM, the Pike, Worcester's classic hits. That's Van Halen at 8:55. It's sunny. It's Turtle Boy Tuesday morning. It's Cruz and Bruce Palmer. It's been several months now since we had that tragedy that happened out on 290. What was that? Was that March, Turtle Boy? I'm trying to remember.
The 290 when, tragedy was in March.
It was in March. No. I'm sorry. I'm confusing Trooper Clardy. That's not what I mean to do.
Yep.
I wanted to talk about Officer Tarantino from Auburn. That was
one month ago tomorrow, actually.
So it was May. Okay. Yep. I'm getting my dates confused. Yep. And it was a horrible situation. Yep. We know that. Now, Officer Tarantino's family has been the subject of a couple of special events, fundraisers, who try to help these folks out. And there was an event that happened just this past weekend. I'm very familiar with it because I'm active in the local classic car hobby. Mm-hmm. And a score of classic car enthusiasts gathered together for a ride in his honor and a fundraiser to try to help the family. Mm-hmm. And all was well and good until this one guy pops up and starts complaining because he didn't feel he got, quote, value, end quote, for being involved in the fundraiser.
This is what I'll read this post here. It says, honestly, Corey Adams, this should all be free with accepting donations. There's not a meal with this cruise, nor do you really get anything to say you even went. Like, what does he want, a trophy? I'm sure the government gave his family plenty. This is so unorganized. Okay, first of all, he's not afraid to write this on Facebook, which shows you how stupid he is.
All right.
How dumb people are.
All right.
Okay, secondly, do people not understand what a fundraiser is?
A fundraiser is not to get value back.
Right. Like, you're not paying... When you pay $20 at a fundraiser, you should not expect $20 worth of services. Because otherwise...
You're not donating anything.
Yeah, you're trying to raise funds. That's why they call it a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Okay? It's supposed to be a ripoff. You're not supposed to get...
Not in the true sense of the term, but it's supposed to be a situation where you intend to give away money...
Yes.
...to help somebody who needs your assistance and not get something in return. Now, for clarity's sake... The person that brought this complaint forward is a typical millennial?
Anna Websterite, we went on his Facebook page, which is glorious, by the way.
Really very illustrative.
It is everything you dreamed about and more, okay? He drops the N-word a lot.
Oh, lovely. Okay, great.
He wears a flat-brimmed Chicago Bulls hat, which has quickly become like the calling card of the millennial douche nozzle, if you will.
Okay.
You know, it's like everybody we write about that's like doing something stupid and is from one of these
They're
towns.
They're always wearing
Bulls hat with the... You know how back in the day, the cool kids, bent the brim of the hat?
Yeah, you bend the brim of the hat, absolutely.
But kids don't do that anymore.
They wear them flat.
Yeah, they look like idiots.
All right.
Okay, that's another story. So anyway, he didn't stop, though. He just keeps on going, he said that he just keeps talking about how, they've got enough money and blah, 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 and I'm struggling. Meanwhile, he's posting pictures on his Facebook of him with marijuana, all right, and he's flashing like $200 or something like that.
Gobs of cash.
He's got other pictures of himself getting $250 speeding tickets, which he can obviously, afford.
Yeah, apparently.
Okay. He's talking about he has four cars, according to a recent Facebook post. He has a great job and all this stuff. And he's whining about $20. And this is kind of... It's funny, but it's also terrible at the same time.
It's scary.
It's like, what's wrong with you?
I can't fault a guy for having four cars because that would really put me in a bad
position. Right, but you wouldn't whine about $20.
But here's the point. When you can afford to live the life that he apparently is living, you can also afford to help out a cause for $20. Or if you choose not to support the cause, to just keep your mouth shut.
Yeah.
You don't believe in it, fine. Do not start talking about it and acting like it's some kind of a farce, because anybody who was involved with this event last weekend knows that it was a great way to try to help this family. There's more going for them. There's the thing happening over at Mechanics Hall this Sunday night, which further supports the Officer Tarantino Fund. It's a great cause, and it's just frustrating.
What night is that?
That's this Sunday night.
Sunday night, okay.
At Mechanics Hall. And it's frustrating to have someone of the upcoming generation who clearly does not understand what a fundraiser is designed for. And it scares me to think that the future of fundraisers for worthy causes could be in jeopardy because we're bringing up a generation of people who don't understand what it's supposed to be.
You know, the thing is, the internet's reaction to this, you know, restores your faith in humanity, because, you know, everybody turns on him because it shows you everybody understands.
Okay, so they're calling him out on social media.
Oh, yeah, like he's alone. He has no supporters.
Okay, well, I'm glad to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so then my faith is restored a little bit in humankind. But honestly, any more events that come on that are truly legitimately raising funds to help the Tarantino cause, absolutely worthy of your time and looking into. And I'd like to tip my cap to all my fellow classic car enthusiasts who supported that event this past weekend. What a great way to come together on behalf of the community. Anytime you want to know what's happening in the community, the best way is to become a turtle rider.
Yep.
You can go online to turtleboysports.com or look for the turtle online at Facebook. You can always catch up on the latest right here on Turtle Boy Tuesday morning.
Sometimes you just got to take a ride.
And I assume that you were planning on riding that way here again next Tuesday morning.
I don't see why not.